This is Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jason Vance. Joining me is Katie Moeller, a riding instructor at High Spirits Farm in Ashland, Missouri. And Katie, how did you get into teaching riding lessons?
Well, Jason, I actually started riding horses when I was about 6 years old. I started like most people do on ponies in the backyard and gradually made my way into saddlebred show horses. So I showed those growing up and came to the University of Missouri, but I was really missing horses. And so eventually we moved my show horse here to Ashland. When I got there, the trainer knew that I had grown up riding and competing and had had a fair amount of success in the show ring. And he asked me if I'd like to teach some of the people who boarded horses at his stable.
Before getting a horse, riding lessons are probably a good idea for anyone who is interested in horses.
Yes, it's definitely a good idea to get your feet wet before you make that first initial investment. And actually, I have a little girl. She just turned 9 this year, but she started riding with me last year. Had never owned a horse, but just this June, her family bought her her first horse, and she's going to have her first horse show next week. But I'd say that first initial year gave her and her family a good taste of what it's like to be involved at a barn, what kind of time commitment, what type of financial commitment, what we expect out of our riders, which is dedication, commitment, respect, all things that are valuable for kids to learn in all areas of life.
You talked about the importance of riding lessons to get your feet wet, but just in general, why are riding lessons so important?
Well, I can tell you why riding lessons were so important to me growing up and how I try and give back a little bit of that experience to my kids that I teach. Growing up, I think kids are always a little bit nervous about things that are outside their control. And what is more outside your control than a 1,000-pound animal? If you can learn to handle a horse, to be comfortable, to be authoritative, but also kind to an animal of that size, you are going to be set for life. There's nothing you can't do. I think that's the most important thing for kids to learn is that you can do anything, and if you can ride that big 1,000-pound animal, then you know what? You've got the world by a string.
Now, riders have a lot of different goals, and often those goals have to do with what they want to do with their horse. Do lessons differ for, say, someone who wants to show competitively versus someone who wants to trail ride or someone who wants to barrel race?
Sure, and those are all great options. Obviously, when you're thinking about what your end goal is with your horse or your potential horse, you want to think about that when you're picking a place to take lessons. Many people want to ride horses just for their own personal pleasure or trail ride, which is a wonderful, relaxing, fun thing to do. Other people want to ride Western or maybe do reining or barrel racing, and perhaps other people want to ride English and jump. Or maybe other people would like to ride English and show saddlebreds. My barn is more focused on the competitive side, so most of my riders are focused on getting into the show ring and doing the best they possibly can. So we have a kind of different type of environment and atmosphere. We're a little serious, but I'd say that it's fun to be competitive, and it's fun to kind of put yourself out there and see what truly is the best you can do.
At the very beginning, for someone who's never ridden a horse before, regardless of the barn, it's kind of the same sort of a situation, isn't it?
Yes, those first couple lessons are basically the horse turns to the right, the horse turns to the left. You say whoa when you need to stop, and you cluck and say trot when you need to go forward. Those first couple lessons are just all about setting a good solid base, teaching a rider to sit tall, sit back, and have gentle hands.
Now, can experienced riders benefit from riding lessons?
They certainly can, and actually, some of my favorite students are people who have been riding for a long time. But like anything else in life, you can ride for a long time and sometimes develop bad habits. And one of my dear friends is a middle-aged lady who takes riding lessons with me, and she actually also competes. But we have so much fun just working on some of the smaller, intricate little things that more advanced riders can work on, and it really shows up in her show ring competitions.
What kind of changes have you seen in some young riders as a result of them taking lessons with you?
Well, my favorite change to see, and definitely I think the most profound change to see in any rider, is that growth of confidence. In practical terms, what you might see in a rider who goes from nervous to confident is she'll start sitting up straighter. She will raise her eyes, maybe not look at the ground so much, and finally maybe raise her chin, and then you'll see a smile. And when the kid starts to smile and they've got their chin up and they're looking around and they're thinking well, that shows you that they're happy with what they're doing and they're in control of that horse and they've got confidence. But the coolest thing is that confidence doesn't just stay on the horse. That confidence travels over to every part of their life.
Well, Katie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
That's Katie Moeller, a riding instructor at High Spirits Farm in Ashland, Missouri. She's been our guest on Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week for another edition of Let's Talk Horses.